Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, life can get a little crazy sometimes, right? Between juggling work, relationships, and trying to remember where we put our keys, it's easy to feel like we're constantly running on empty. But here's the thing, friends. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about making sure you have enough fuel in the tank to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, strength, and a whole lot of positivity. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the importance of self-care for maintaining good mental health. Trust me, this isn't just another fluffy topic, it's about equipping ourselves with the tools we need to thrive, not just survive. First things first, let's get clear on what self-care actually means. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's a holistic approach that encompasses every aspect of your well-being, physical, mental, emotional, and even spiritual. Think of it like tending to a garden. You wouldn't neglect watering your plants and expecting them to flourish, right? Self-care is about giving ourselves the same level of attention and nourishment we would give something precious. Now, let's talk about why this matters so much for our mental health. Ever felt overwhelmed, stressed out, or just plain burnt out? Well, self-care acts like a buffer against those negative emotions. It gives us the resilience to bounce back from challenges, manage stress effectively, and cultivate a sense of inner peace that shines through in every area of our lives. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized, ready to tackle the day with confidence and clarity. That's the power of prioritizing self-care. But here's the catch: self-care isn't one size fits all. What works for your best friend may not work for you, and that's totally okay. It's about discovering what truly nourishes your soul and makes you feel your best. Maybe it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, catching up with loved ones, or simply taking a few deep breaths to ground yourself. The key is to listen to your body and mind, identify what they crave, and make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Think about it like this. You wouldn't put off a doctor's appointment when you're feeling under the weather, right? Well, self-care is just as important for our mental well-being. It's about showing up for ourselves with compassion and understanding, recognizing that we deserve to feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled. Now, let me share a personal example that really hit home for me. A few months back, I was feeling completely overwhelmed, deadlines at work, family commitments, the usual chaos. I pushed myself to the limit, ignoring my own needs until I reached a breaking point. I felt drained, irritable, and honestly, just miserable. That's when I realized I needed to hit the pause button and prioritize self-care. So, I started taking short walks in the park during my lunch break, even if it was just for 10 minutes. I made sure to get enough sleep, even if it meant saying no to some social events. And most importantly, I carved out time each day for activities that brought me joy: reading a good book, listening to my favorite music, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. The difference was incredible. My stress levels decreased, my energy soared, and I felt like myself again. That's the magic of self-care, folks. It's not about being selfish or taking a break from responsibilities. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps towards prioritizing your mental health today. Make time for things that bring you joy, nurture your body and mind, and remember you deserve to feel good. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder to practice self-care, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using #TheStoicWay. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.